Blog Talk Radio.
And all access football exclusive.
Welcome to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And today we're joined by former Rutgers Scarlet Knight, Courtney Green, former team captain. How you doing today, Courtney?
I'm doing all right. And you?
Oh, I'm great. We're 18 days away from the draft. I know you had your workout, your pro day a couple weeks ago. You've been a pretty busy man. Can you take us through how your pro day was?
It went real well. I think I started all at the combine. I ran a good time. My 40 did all the drills. I wanted to do good, so I just went to my pro day and just did drills and I broad jumped. I felt like my broad jump wasn't far enough in the combine. My legs was kind of tired, so I did it again and jumped 9-11. So I was proud of that one. And I looked real good in the drill, so just trying to go out there and show that I was fluid in my hips and stuff and just show the guys I can move.
Did you talk with any teams during your combine or the pro day that have kind of been touching base with you?
At the combine, I had 3 interviews with the Broncos, the Browns, and Jacksonville.
Okay.
And then Broncos came out here to work me out. Atlanta came out here. I just was at the Jets yesterday, and I'm going to the Giants on Thursday. So.
Oh, excellent. I think anyone who loves football loves a guy that's like smash mouth and lays the wood down, and I think you're that type of guy. Is that something you kind of, I mean, what, growing up, did you like guys that had that style, or did you just find yourself, falling into that role?
I think I just fell into it. Growing up in the same town as Ray Rice, not too many running backs grow up and try running touchdowns when he's on your team, so I had no other choice but to play defense, and as a young age, I just grew onto it and figured I'll be the best on defense and he'll be the best on offense.
That's excellent. That's a good inside question, man. I like that. Being the team captain at Rutgers, what kind of honor was it having your teammates call you team captain, and what kind of leader were you?
It was a big honor going to a team when there's a whole bunch of guys on our team that could have been named captain, then it was 6 of us, and you don't see that happen at many programs when there's 6 captains in 1 year. So it was an honor all 6 of us that was named captain. And it just was an honor just trying to go out and just lead the guys and know we didn't start off the way we wanted to, going 1-5, and that's when leadership had to kick in. And we just got our guys together, just understood that coach was giving us the right game plan. It was us that wasn't putting in the time and the effort and wasn't getting the job done on Saturdays. And that turned around. We won 7 straight.
Excellent. And we're speaking with Courtney Green, former team captain of Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Since the season ended, you had your combine, you had your pro day. When's the next time you think you're going to be able to relax?
I don't know. I'll tell you the truth. The 17th, all the visits and stuff stopped, so I get to relax from then until the draft. And I'm just going to take it in with my family, just enjoy the moment because this is my childhood dream and just be excited for the opportunity that God's put in front of me.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about a childhood dream. I mean, something like playing in the NFL. When you hear Courtney Green, NFL prospect, what comes to mind, and when did that idea of you being able to go pro kind of hit you?
I think in high school, I think growing up with Ray, we always spoke about it and decided to go to the same college, and our first year was both freshman All-Americans, and from that moment on, we knew that we had what it took to get it done in college. It wasn't just a high school thing when we just dominated in high school. So from that moment on, it just is, the dream's going to come true. It's just a matter of time of when. And Ray took his chance last year, and I stayed in for my senior year to stay with these guys and get my degree, and now it's my turn.
Actually, yeah, I was going to ask you about that as well. I mean, you could have went pro last season. Did you want to come back to earn your degree? Is that why you stayed?
That was the main reason. Spoken with my mom, and growing up, she always told us whatever we start, we had to finish. And I think that moral set in when I had to make my decision with Coach Ciano. I just wanted to finish what I started. I think I owed it to Rutgers and owed it to my mom to come here and finish what I started. So I finished it. I'm finishing school right now. So as we speak, I just come from class. So it's kind of different, but I'm just taking it in and just enjoying the process right now.
Speaking of teammate Ray Rice, do you guys stay in close contact?
All the time. Always call each other, hit a few jokes off a couple times. And we actually hung out last week. I went down to Baltimore just to get away for a little while, for 3 days, just to be with him.
Are you going to miss the college atmosphere, or are you ready to take the next step?
I think I've been out of college for a year. I think when I decided to make the decision to come back, I think my mom was in the NFL, so I prepared like I was in the NFL, didn't do much partying. It was like nobody ever saw me, so I'm ready for the next step.
How about some teammates like Kenny Britt and Jaquan Underwood facing those guys in practice? How was that?
It's exciting. You never know what's going to happen with those two guys. Two great players, and it just made us better. I think they made our defense better each year, and I showed in the end results every year we were among the top defenses in the country. And I think those guys were made it possible going against a guy like Kenny, where he's so physical and fast and just wants to catch every ball that's up in the air. Then going against Taekwon, who's flashy and fast, and it makes it troubling for a defense. So it helped us out. And in the last seven games, we all put it together, and they played well, and we played well, and we won seven straight.
Speaking of a little Scarlet Knight football, who's some of the more flamboyant, fun guys on the team that people might not know?
I don't know. I would probably say Joe LaFedge, sophomore safety. He's going into his junior year now. Real clown of the team, but he's going to be a great player. And if people don't know him yet, they're really going to know him this year.
Excellent. And we talked a little bit earlier, the draft being 18 days away. What do you plan on doing when April 24th rolls around? Are you going to spend it with your family? Or, I mean, you're going to get away from the television set? Or are you going to have your eyes glued to you?
I don't really know what I'm going to do yet. Probably the first day, sit down and talk to Todd, friends, see what my status is. I'm not going on the first day. I doubt I even watch it. I'll probably just go out with my family, go out to eat, just have fun a little bit. And then the next day, just wake up and wait for my name to be called and just sit down with my family and just take it, just have fun that day.
That's it. Now, you played under three different secondary coaches while you were at Rutgers. Did that have an effect of helping you, or do you think that might have made you more well-rounded? Could you give us some perspective on that?
I think it helped me more. I think there were two different styles of coaches. One was more aggressive. The other one was more X and O's. I think that helped me out a lot. I think this year, Coach Pinkham this year helped me out and made me a smarter football player and explained to me it's not just about your position. You need to know everybody that's going on the team. I think that made me a better player, and I just was excited for the opportunity to be coached by him.
Excellent, excellent. And once again, we're speaking with former strong safety Courtney Green of Rutgers. Courtney, playing in the Big East, who's some of the more standout guys that come to mind on the offensive side of ball that you went up against?
Obviously, Pat White. You think about a guy in the Big East, West Virginia, the things that they've done at that program. You obviously think about him. This year, his background had a tremendous season. I remember him when we played him as a freshman. We played him out here, and he had 199 against us. I thought it was a fluke. He came out for the next 3 years and did the same thing to everybody. So that's a guy that you always think about. He's actually cool with Kevin Mallett on our team. So I actually got to chill with him a couple of times. So he's a cool guy, and whoever gets him is going to be proud of the
kid. During the downtime, I mean, if you could take tomorrow off and the next day, what would you find Courtney Green doing?
I'll probably just go home with my mom. I think this whole process, I've been at school. When I'm not in class, I'm probably doing workouts with teams and visiting teams. So I'll probably just go home, relax with my mom. Can't wait for Easter to come and go to church with her, just spend the day with her and just relax.
Excellent. You plan on getting mom anything special when you finally get to the NFL?
I don't know yet. It depends. Where I go, and I'm sure I'm going to give her something because I think this is our goal, and it's been our goal for a while. So I was the one doing it, but without her, I wouldn't be in this position. So definitely got to treat her as something nice.
Excellent. And once again, we're speaking with Courtney Green, former Scarlet Knight safety on the NFL Draft 5-0 Player Spotlight Show. How are your workouts going? You said you worked out with the Jets yesterday. You're working out with the Giants later in the week. They kind of have you doing all the same drills each time you visit, or they kind of change things up on you?
Each one is different. I think with schemes and stuff and what they techniques they teach, they try to make you do different things and see how you will fit and if you can actually do the drills that they want you to do. So it's all been different, but it's football. And everybody backpedals, everybody breaks. Everybody has to have smooth hips as a safety. So it's the same stuff, just different techniques and stuff. I think all of them have been going real well, so we'll see what happens.
Growing up, was there any teams that you followed? Any teams that you rooted for?
My favorite team is actually Green Bay. I just like watching Brett Favre, so it wasn't even a defensive thing. It was just Brett Favre, just like watching him play and how he played the game, so.
That's pretty neat, man. A defensive guy so physical like yourself and watching Brett Favre, man. That'd be a good trivia question. Nobody would get something like that. if we put you under the NFL helmet, are there any guys out there? I mean, if we snuck you in a uniform, who would you look like the most out there?
I don't know.
Who would you remind us of?
My favorite player was Sean Taylor before he passed away. So if anybody I could pick, I could look like, I'd probably pick him.
Who'd you say?
Sean Taylor.
Oh, Sean Taylor? Okay. Yeah, Sean was an animal, man. He'll be sorely missed. He was a real talent. I wasn't sure when I heard you. I thought you said Eric Turner because he was another guy that would just lay you out. I don't know if you're familiar with Eric. But yeah. We got a couple minutes here, and we'd like to shut things down with a little fun. You ready to go some quick slam?
All right.
If you had to pick one of these occupations, which one would you pick? Would you rather be the lead singer of a boy band, or would you rather be a male runway model?
A runway model.
All right. Which competition would you get farther in? Would you get farther at American Idol or Dancing with the Stars?
Dancing with the Stars.
Pretty good dancer?
Yeah.
Yeah? Or you just can't sing?
I can't sing nothing.
Okay. would you hold a live tarantula in your hand?
Have I?
No, would you?
Yes.
Really? All right. We get a lot of no's on that. And the final one before we let you go here today is... if you could have one of these embarrassing things happen to you, and you got to pick one, which one would you prefer? Would you prefer to get laid out on a kick return by a kicker, or would you rather be beaten deep on a trick play by an offensive tackle? Huh? Man, you're going into the coaching room, and they're going to show the highlights, so you're going to be declared by a kicker, or they're going to show you getting beat on a trick play by an offensive tackle?
Laid out by a kicker. At least you didn't give up a touchdown.
Oh, that's a great answer, Courtney. Excellent. Hey, everybody here at the Draft Bible wants to wish you the best moving forward. We'll definitely keep our eyes peeled and see where that name gets called in 18 days. And thanks for joining us on the NFL Draft Bible.
All right, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Yep, take care. Once again, we were joined by former Scarlet Knight, Courtney Green, team captain. He's going to be making his way into an NFL draft camp somewhere this summer, this time. And we just want to let you guys know that you can check out all this content on www.nfldraftbible.com. The site's updated constantly with the latest player interviews, player news, and as well as small school insiders. Stuff, so make sure you keep that in mind. And I'm your host, Beau Marchant, and thanks again for joining us.
An all-access football exclusive.